Well, thank you, Pastor. It's a blessing to be in the service tonight. Good to feel the presence of the Lord, hear the good songs of Zion, testimonies. What a blessing. Glad to be saved tonight.
Amen.
What a privilege and honor it is to be in the family of God.
Amen.
It's not by works of righteousness, which we've done, but according to His mercy, He saved us, and I'm grateful for that mercy. I appreciate His mercy, don't you? Mercy is receiving from the Lord, or not receiving from the Lord, what you deserve.
Right.
And grace is receiving what you don't deserve.
Amen.
So I appreciate mercy and grace, don't you?
Amen.
All right. I want to read tonight from Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, and begin reading in verse number 1 tonight. And thank you, Brother Massengale, for the invitation to come and be a part of the meeting. It's been a joy to our heart, and I was looking today just to see how long it'd been when the first time we came. It was 2005, and so what a blessing it is to be back tonight. And time gets away, don't it? But I appreciate the Lord letting us have this time together, and we're glad you're here, and I need your prayers and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Matthew chapter 22, I want to begin reading with verse 1. Down through verse 14. And if you found your place and physically able, I invite you to stand with us. By standing, we'll honor and reverence the reading of God's word. If you remain standing after we read, we'll pray together and ask the Lord to help us. The Bible said in verse 1 of Matthew 22, "And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said to the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Father, I thank you for the privilege to pray tonight. I thank you for the good day that you've given us, and the health and strength that you've allotted us. I thank you for traveling mercy and grace up the road. I thank you, Lord, for the nation we live in, and the freedom we enjoy to worship you tonight. I thank you for the church you planted here in the good pasture. I thank you for these that make up this body. I thank you for those tonight that are visiting. And I appreciate, Lord, the opportunity to be a part of this service tonight. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the day you saved me and brought me into the family of God. I appreciate you calling us to preach. Thank you for the open door tonight. Now I pray, Lord, you'd have mercy upon me and have mercy upon these dear people that await my words. And for a few moments, Lord, give us unction and utterance. Give us that touch that man can't preach without. Lord, would you help us, I pray, hide us in the cross. And Lord, may we lose sight of ourselves. And may this congregation lose sight of me and see you. And Lord, not hear me, but hear you tonight as you preach through us. And may the word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Lord, do again that miracle that only you can do when you take a man and preach through him. And Lord, let the seed of the word of God fall upon good ground in the heart of a man, woman, boy, and girl that's here tonight. May it bring forth fruit unto perfection. Would you convict the sinner of their need of you? Would you stir the saint? And Lord, may we leave here revived, renewed, refreshed, drawn closer to you with a greater desire to do the will of God and the work of God. Oh, help us now. Oh, Father, not our will, but thine be done. Above everything that you do, get glory to your worthy name. What you're pleased to do in and through and for us, we'll love you. We'll thank you. We'll bow with the head and praise you for it. For I ask what I ask in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you so kindly for standing tonight. I want to preach tonight from this passage on the wedding garment. The wedding garment. Now, I realize tonight that this parable in Matthew 22 deals with the nation of Israel and their rejection of the Lord. I'm not so much interested tonight or don't want to preach so much about the parable, but I'd like to make a spiritual, a practical, and a personal application from this scripture tonight. This man did not have a wedding garment. I'm interested tonight in you having a wedding garment tonight. Now, there's no need of a wedding garment if there's not going to be a wedding. If there's not going to be a marriage, why would anyone need a garment? Why would anyone need to dress up? But have you heard there's going to be a wedding? Have you heard there's going to be a marriage? Have you tonight? There is. And can I say this marriage and this wedding that's to take place is the greatest marriage and the greatest wedding that is ever to take place. Now, I suppose in my lifetime, the most known wedding and the most publicized and viewed and talked about was when Prince Diana married my friend, the Princess Diana married the Prince, Charles in England. And I tell you, the media from the whole world, I turned out to see that wedding. It was talked about for weeks before, weeks after. And no doubt a great congregation of people were gathered there. I didn't get an invitation. Did anybody here get an invitation? I didn't get an invitation. But I'm glad one blessed Saturday night, thank God, in a Baptist church, I got an invitation to this wedding that I'm talking about tonight. This marriage that I want to preach about tonight. Amen. I'm glad I heard about the wedding. Do you realize that? Have you heard? Has it been made known unto you? There's going to be a wedding and a marriage. Have you received an invitation? I'm glad I got mine. Amen. Thank God, what an invitation. Thank God that the King of Glory would invite such a lowly sinner as I. Thank God to the marriage, my friend, of his son, to the bride of the church. Amen. Thank God I'm not just invited to the wedding. Thank God, but I'm a part of the bride. I'm a part of the church. Thank God. Amen. Have you been invited? Have you heard there's going to be a wedding? Amen. Well, that's the first thing. You've got to be made aware that a marriage and a wedding is going to take place. Then you have to get an invitation. Thank God for that invitation. Amen. But then I say to you tonight, there must be a garment worn. Amen. There must be a wedding garment that's put on if you're to go to this wedding. Amen. Now, in our text tonight and in the Middle Eastern setting, that was the way that it was carried out, a marriage and a wedding. The Bible said it was a king's son, and it was the king's delight to invite who he would, and it was his
my friend, prerogative to tell the guest what they were to wear. Amen. And to tell them they were to have a wedding garment. Usually when they sent out the invitations, sometimes the servants would have the garment with them. Sometimes it would be there when they got to the ceremony and they put it on. But the king or the one giving the wedding had the right, my friend, to say to those invited, to the guest, what they should wear. Somebody said, it doesn't seem right to me that the Lord has to require, my friend, or does require what we're going to wear. Well, it's the wedding of his son. Amen. And he's got the prerogative to tell us what to wear. He could not have invited us. But aren't you glad he invited us and then told us that we had to have a certain type of garment. I remember when I got my invitation to come to the wedding. Amen. Oh, my delighted, excited was I to get to go to this marriage. But I found out when I had to have a garment that I didn't have the garment that was necessary. I looked through the closet and nothing I had was what was required. Amen. I thought about buying what was required, but I could not buy it. For he demanded absolute and perfect righteousness, and I could not produce it, and I could not buy it. Amen. And so there I was in a quandary. I'd been invited to the wedding and told what to wear, but I could not produce it. I could not perform. I could not have that wedding garment. But I want to say tonight, first of all, this garment is a purchased garment. Oh, I didn't purchase it, and you didn't purchase it, but thank God when I couldn't buy, when I couldn't purchase, when I couldn't perform, when I couldn't produce, when I couldn't come up with what was necessary to get in the wedding, I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ purchased my garment. Hallelujah. He purchased it at Calvary, and he didn't buy it with money, but he bought it with his blood. Hallelujah. And he shed his blood at Calvary, laid down his life. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord. And thank God fulfilled the law and became the end of the law for righteousness' sake and everyone that believeth. Amen. Oh, bless his name. And tonight, I'm glad when I got an invitation, I also got a garment that he purchased. Amen. Bless his name. Secondly tonight, it's not only a purchased garment, but can I say to you tonight, it is a provided garment. Amen. He didn't just purchase it. Thank God. But he gave it to me. And he gave it to all them. Thank God. That would believe him. Amen. All them that wanted to go, he provided for them the garment. Amen. Well, bless his name. Aren't you glad of the God of glory? Thank God. And oh, what he demanded, thank God, of the sinner to be accepted in his sight, and the sinner couldn't produce it. But what God demanded, he produced himself. He purchased himself. Hallelujah. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned it in the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. He did exactly what he required of us. And in Christ tonight, we have the righteousness of God. Amen. Imputed unto us. Amen. And so tonight, it is a provided garment. And Isaiah 61 and 10 said, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. What's the matter with you? Why are you happy? He said, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. I'll tell you tonight, if you've ever seen yourself, my friend, naked before God and without a covering and without a garment and couldn't get to the wedding or the marriage, and then him bring and give to you what he purchased and say, here it is, and wrap you up in it, the garment of salvation and the robe of righteousness. You've got a right to say glory tonight. You've got a right to be joyful tonight. Hallelujah. Do you have a wedding garment tonight? The one he purchased and the one he provided tonight. Amen. Bless his name. It is not only a purchased a garment, it is also a provided garment. Amen. And may I say, it is a pure garment. Amen. In Revelation 19 and verse 7, the Bible said, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Amen. Oh, not what we did, but what he did for us. That imputed and imparted righteousness that we've got from him tonight. I sure am glad that I've got on the wedding garment tonight. Do you, amen? Do you have on the wedding garment tonight? Have you been invited? And then, my friend, have you been clothed in that garment of salvation and that robe of righteousness tonight? Amen. Do you have that pure garment, that fine linen, that righteousness of the saints? Hallelujah. Not your own righteousness. Our righteousness is this filthy rags. In the eyes of the Lord, it's the leper's cloth that is thrown away after it's become full of the pus of that running sore of the leper. But his righteousness, Christ's righteousness, is pure. Hey God, it's like fine linen. It's white as snow. It's like wool tonight. Well, hallelujah. I'm glad I've got the garment on tonight. I'm glad of the day. Hey God, he came to where I was at and gave me the invitation and showed me what I had to wear. And when I said I don't have anything, he wrapped me up in the robe and the garment of salvation and the robe of righteousness, and I'm wearing his garment that purchased, that provided, that pure garment tonight. Amen. Bless his name. Can I say, not only is it a purchased garment and a provided garment and a pure garment, but can I say it's a garment of praise? Back to Isaiah 61, the Bible said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I don't know about y'all, but ever since he put that garment on me, it's just some praise that's emanated from my soul. I didn't hear thunder. I didn't see lightning the night he saved me. Amen. I didn't see a vision or dream a dream. I didn't wall on the floor and have a fit, but peace moved in. And when they finally let me tell what happened, when I told it, it felt real good again to tell it. Amen. I walked outside after church was over with. I'd down them brick steps, leaned up on that wrought iron railing that was on both sides of that brick steps, and I told it again to three or four, and it felt good again. Hallelujah. I don't know how many times I've told it since then, but can I say tonight, I just mention it to you, hey, God stirs up something down inside of me. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to work something up. I'm not trying. Hey, God, am I free to stir up the flesh? But something turns over inside of me. When you talk about being clothed in the garment of salvation and having on the robe of righteousness, and it is a garment of praise tonight, and I can't help but shout it. I can't help but say glory. I can't help but say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't joy in my preaching. I can't joy in my living. I can't joy, hey God, in my separation. But I can joy that my name is written down and that I'm clothed in the garment of salvation. Undeserving as I am, I'm headed to the wedding. I've got on the garment. I'm going that way. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a garment of praise tonight. Amen. Bless his name. Well, preacher, if it's that good, if it's that joyful, if it's that glorious, if it's that wonderful, why ain't everybody in this county tonight over here, amen, either shouting about their garment or getting their garment? Amen. I'll tell you why. Because to get this garment, you've got to get rid of your garment. Amen. That's repentance is what that is. Amen. And if everybody could just put it on and keep going like they're going, they'd do it gladly tonight. Hallelujah. But you got to give up the old life. You got to give up the old man. You got to give up what you've been trusting in, what you've been believing in, what you've been hoping in, what you thought is good enough to get to the marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you didn't have nothing to give up but a messed up life, a life full of sin and heartache and a wreck. And then some of us was like me tonight, raised in church all their life, self-righteous to the core. I said to God many a time, if this crowd goes to heaven, I'll have no problem. But I'm glad of the night that I found out that garment wasn't good enough, that it took more than church membership, that it took more, hey God, than going to Sunday school and memorizing verses. Hallelujah. But it's an act of God, a divine action, a supernatural work of grace and of God in our heart, whereby we're translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Hallelujah. Where we're born again, not of blood, not of the will of man, not of flesh, but of God. And if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things are become new. It doesn't work from the outside in. It starts on the inside and works its way out. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And if you get that wedding garment, you'll have to lay aside what garment you're wearing tonight. You can't put it over it. It's one or the other. And if you're going to go to the marriage, you got to have the wedding garment. If you're going to the wedding, you're headed to the supper, you got to have on what he requires. Perfect righteousness. Absolute perfection. Hallelujah. And you can't produce it. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you absolutely perfect, preacher? Amen. Do you have perfect righteousness in the inward man? I do tonight. Amen. Or you can't see. His seed remains in me, and I cannot sin. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And I bear his image. Amen. Hallelujah. And if I go by the way of the rapture or the way of the resurrection, hey, God, I'll not only bear it inside, but I'll bear it outside. And soul, body, and spirit will be preserved blameless under the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And in that city, we'll shout and shine because we'll leave, hey God, this veil of this flesh, hey God, this corrupt, I'll put on incorruption, this mortal, I'll put on immortality. And we'll awake in his likeness.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless his name. Oh, thank God. It'll be the best thing ever happened to you. It's when you throwed in your old tattered garment and got the garment of righteousness and got the marriage garment or the wedding garment. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Need a little breath now. Amen. Two coats were before me, an old and a new. I could have either, so what must I do? The first coat was ugly and terribly torn. The other, a new one that had never been worn. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I laid off the old coat and put on the new.
As a 13-year-old boy, that my life had ended. The devil had me convinced that if I got saved, I'd have no future. I'd have nothing to look forward to. There'd be no joy. There'd be no pleasure in life. But that night, when I laid aside the old garment and put on the new, I just began to live. I found joy. I found peace. I found contentment. I found satisfaction. I found what my soul was looking for. And I'm still rejoicing because I've got the wedding garment on.
Hallelujah. Bless his name. It's a garment of praise tonight. Amen. Bless his name. You got a wedding garment tonight? Are you wearing the wedding garment tonight? Hallelujah. Now, laying there on that front bench tonight is an overcoat. When I get through preaching tonight, I'll slip that overcoat on. Amen. Because I sweat so much, if I don't put that coat on and keep that heat in me, I won't be able to talk in the morning. Because I get so hot and so sweaty that the air blowing on me will close my throat up just like I've done been there, I know. So I put that on to keep that heat on till I can get to where I can change these wet clothes. And when it gets this warm in the springtime and summer, try putting that on. Amen. Driving towards the house, stopping at a convenience store to get a bottle of water or a Gatorade, and the crowd look on as you step out. But see, they don't know the story behind. And it looks foolish to them. Amen. But it's benefiting me. Hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, I'm wearing my wedding garment. It looks foolish to the world for me to wear this wedding garment, but I'm headed for the marriage. Hey, it's foolishness to them, but it's a benefit in me. Hallelujah. They look at me in life, I look at it and rejoice. Hallelujah. Hey. Oh, hallelujah. They look at me and say, what a fool. I look at it and say, how blessed I am. How wonderful it is to be wrapped in the wedding garment. I'm glad I'm clothed. I'm glad I'm wrapped. Hey, God, in his mercy and in his grace tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the wedding garment tonight. Do you have on the wedding garment? I didn't ask if you're a member of the church. I didn't ask you if you went to school here. Amen. I didn't ask did you sing in the choir. Amen. I didn't ask, amen, what you live by, what regulations or rules or stipulations you live by. I didn't ask what do you do or what you don't do. I'm asking tonight, do you have on the wedding garment? Amen. For you can do all the other, but if you don't have on the wedding garment tonight, you'll never be a part of the wedding. Many are called, but few are chosen. Now let's look at the last part, and we'll be through. Now, Bible said the servants went out and bid those that were worthy to come to the wedding. That's the Jews. They was worthy. They had the oracles. Amen. They had the law. They had all that stuff. But they didn't want to come. And they refused to come. And they spitefully entreated the servants that had been sent with the invitation and with the garment. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? And when the king heard that, he was wroth, and he came with his armies and destroyed their city and those murderers. And then he looked at his servants and said, those that were bidden were not worthy. Paul said the same thing in the book of Acts. He said to the Jewish nation, he said, it was first necessary that the gospel be preached unto you. But seeing you judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And the king said to his servants, since the marriage is ready, since everything is, thank God, been set up, and them that were bidden were not worthy, and they didn't want to come, he said, go into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. That's how you and I got in. So his servants went out and gathered together as many as they found,
Now notice what they said. Both bad and good. Which crowd you fit in? I was in that bad crowd. Hallelujah. But I got invited. Hallelujah. And all they had to have was to have the garment. Hallelujah. And he had purchased it and provided it for me. And when I resigned my will to his, when I let him have my garment, when I let him have my life, he gave me his in place of it. And now I'm headed to the marriage. I'm headed to the wedding. I'm going to be there. I've got the garment on tonight.
Hallelujah. Well, when is it? I don't know. He didn't leave it up to us. And he didn't tell us. And even the bridegroom doesn't know, but only the Father knows.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible said when they had gathered them, all those, the wedding was furnished with guests. And verse 11 said the king came in and looked at the guest. And he saw there a man who did not have on a wedding garment. And the king said to him, friend, how camest thou hither without a wedding garment? You knew when the invitation was sent out that you had to wear this garment. You knew when you came to the ceremony that this garment was required to sit at the table and to be among the guests. And so, friend, how come you to come without the wedding garment? Now, I'm amazed that nobody else noticed he didn't have on a wedding garment. Nobody else had said anything to him. The servants had not said anything. The other guests had not said anything. But when the king came in and looked over the congregation and looked over the guests, he said, there's a man that doesn't have on the wedding garment. I do not know tonight by looking at this congregation who has the wedding garment and who doesn't tonight. But can I say the king is looking on tonight. And his eyes are piercing and searching tonight. And he knows who has on the wedding garment and who doesn't tonight. What does he see tonight when he looks at this congregation? Who is it among us that is sitting among us tonight and yet does not have on a wedding garment tonight? Amen. And the king said to the servants, bind this man hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen tonight. Friend, don't try to go there. Don't try to be a part of that without the wedding garment. Doesn't matter who you fooled here. Doesn't matter what folks think about you here and say about you here. When the king looks on and you don't have the wedding garment, all is lost. Amen. And you see, it's either to be part of the wedding with the right garment, or it's to be cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Where will you abide tonight? Where are you at tonight? It all depends on if you have on the wedding garment or not. It's not what I say about you. It's not my handshake or my pat on the back, or my approval, nor this pastor's tonight. It's not even what mom and dad says about you, our husband or wife. Amen. It's what the king sees tonight. And he sees, and I'm so glad of that blessed night, sitting in that congregation, feeling so right and so well off, hiding behind my church membership and my upbringing. I'm glad the king fixed his eyes on me and said, you don't have on a wedding garment. And when I come clean with him
and gave up what I'd been trusting in and hoping in to get me there. He clothed me in what I needed to be a part of the marriage. Do you want to be a part of the marriage tonight? Do you want to sit there tonight with a guest? It's either that or outer darkness tonight. There's no in between. There is nothing else. Which one will you choose tonight? If the Lord has spoke to you, if the eyes of the Lord has pierced your soul tonight, and you feel conviction, you feel drawing, you feel the need to pray, you realize, hey God, you don't have what you must have in order to be a part of that marriage, then come tonight and let the Lord put on the wedding garment, clothe you in salvation tonight, and robe you in His righteousness. Everybody stand, please. All across the building, we'll sing a verse if it's all right with the pastor tonight. And we'd invite you to come tonight and get on this wedding garment. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now it'll be you and the Lord that works this thing, and He puts it on you. It's an individual and a personal thing. Amen. It's between you and Him tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you have on that purchased, that provided, that pure, and that garment of praise tonight? If not, would you come while we sing? Would you come tonight? Would you come?
Come every soul.